Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight we have a short but wonderful story about the Baal Shem Tov, Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. Now, the Baal Shem Tov would travel around from time to time, actually a lot of times, and one time he came into a certain shul, a certain synagogue, and he said to his students, "This shul is full of tefillah and Torah." So that sounds like a wonderful compliment. There were people davening there. There were people that were learning there. But there was something missing. And that is that there was not very much passion. There was not very much energy. There was not very much enthusiasm. It's true that people were davening. It's true that people were learning. But there wasn't so much kavana. There wasn't so much focus. There was not so much electricity, so to speak. And so the students looked at the Baal Shem Tov and asked for an explanation, or maybe just their looks said that they were wondering for an explanation, because they saw that the shul was not very much full of kavana, not very much full of really lively and energetic atmosphere. And they were wondering why the Baal Shem Tov said that it's full of Torah and full of tefillah. Baal Shem Tov explained after they left. He said, "When I said that it was full of Torah and tefillah, I meant that the Torah and tefillah were not going up. The point of davening, the point of learning, is that the words should go up to heaven, should go up to Hashem. When we daven, of course, our words should go up to Hashem. And even when we're learning Torah, although we have to understand the Torah, but it's the Torah of Hashem. We're learning Hashem's Torah. And therefore, the words of Torah should also go up to Hashem." But the Baal Shem Tov was explaining that in this case, the words were stuck in the shul. The words of Torah and Tefillah were stuck in the shul. And that's why I said the shul was full of words of Torah and Tefillah. Instead of the words going up to heaven, they were stuck there. So we see from here that it's important, of course, to daven, to say the words. But it's also important to daven with kavana, to daven with passion and excitement, to daven with enthusiasm, so that the words should go up to Hashem. The same thing when we're learning Torah. It's important to understand the Torah we're learning. It's important to say the words. But it's also important that the words of Torah should have a soul. You see, there's a body and there's a soul. And what happens if there's a body with no soul? It's still a body, but it's not really alive. And the same thing, davening has a body and a soul. The words are the body, but the soul is the kavana, the energy, the enthusiasm, the passion, the excitement, the love, that we and the awe for Hashem that we put into it. And the same thing when we learn Torah, we need to learn Torah with that same kind of excitement and kavana, remembering that this is Hashem's Torah. And we're trying to do a mitzvah, trying to learn because Hashem told us to learn. And this helps us to connect with Hashem. Now, when Mashiach comes, of course, everything will be complete. And the excitement of learning and davening will be on a complete level. But until that time comes, we have to do our best to try to do a little bit better than yesterday. A little bit more kavana, a little bit more excitement and learning. And this way will certainly bring the Mashiach and the Geula closer. Now, it's important to mention that last night there was a terrible attack on the holy land of Eretz Yisrael. 320 missiles, drones, bombs, whatever, different things that our enemies in Iran shot against us. And Baruch Hashem, not one Jewish person was hurt. An open miracle. An open miracle from Hashem. Of course, we have equipment, we have anti-aircraft and anti-bomb equipment and so forth and so on, but to have it work completely successful, this is certainly a miracle from Hashem. May Hashem give us the strength to retaliate, that is, to not just defend against our enemies, but to actually wipe out our enemies, just like Haman and his helpers had to be wiped out. So too, this is what has to be done now. May Hashem give us the strength and the ability to do it. And in this way, bring safety to all Jewish people and bring the Geula quicker than ever. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.